Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. And she must be a little thing.
SRB brings back the late great Stevie Ray. 17th on the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Ryan Young, new friend, senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's in charge of regulatory reform, trade policy, antitrust regulations, and stuff like that over at CEI. Ryan, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, you helped us understand a little bit about the case the Department of Justice Antitrust Division is bringing against Google because of their monopoly situation. I kind of think about this case the way I think about the people. What were the name of the people who went after Wall Street a few years ago? I always forget the name. Remember those? They rioted and protested against Wall Street. What did they call themselves? I've forgotten. You remember that?
Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy Wall Street. Yeah. Thank you. That group had plenty of reason to be indignant about Wall Street, but they went about it the wrong way. There are things that Wall Street needs to be reformed. We need to reform about Wall Street, but they went about it in the wrong way. There are plenty of reasons why Google and Microsoft, I don't mean so much Microsoft, although you could throw them in there, Google, Facebook, and Amazon, there are very dangerous potential from those companies. I consider them to be potentially very dangerous companies, and yet I don't think the antitrust approach is going to get the job done. What do you think?
I think about what's happened during the pandemic with people having to go into lockdown and what the big tech companies have done. Amazon and its deliveries have helped people stay safe while still being able to get provisions and household products that they need. And I think that is, frankly, an underestimated benefit of a lot of what the tech companies are doing.
But in the meantime,
they help people stay in touch.
In the meantime, Amazon rolled over companies that small competitors. Amazon abuses its own suppliers, including me. I have been harmed by Amazon by the way that their algorithms sell books, and I know it. I know that I have, and they basically admitted it, while they're doing everything that you said, and they get credit for all of that, while they're doing that, they're doing it in a way that is not fair, that uses their power, it uses their leverage to hurt people, to roll over them, to compete unfairly with little guys. You know, on one hand, they are empowering the public and small vendors. On the other hand, they're not playing fair. And that's where the government, I think, doesn't have either the acumen, the understanding, or the tools to straighten this out. What do you think?
I think Amazon has done a lot to empower small sellers. I remember trying to find good books before Amazon was around. It was not easy. If your Barnes & Noble or your indie store didn't have what you wanted, you had no options. Now anyone who has a pile of books not only can have them put on a worldwide market, they can even outsource fulfillment if they want to, which is, for a lot of small businesses, one of the biggest obstacles.
But if you say that book you have is new, Amazon will let you sell it as a new book, even though it's not a new book. And if you sell your book for 50 cents as a new book, or $5 as a new book, Amazon will let you call that a new book, even though it isn't a new book. That happens right now. That's a little bit esoteric, but my point is the other thing that we have to deal with these big tech companies, Ryan, is they have the ability to interfere in geopolitics. No other big company has ever had that capability. Their power, the big tech company's power right now, is in a unique, unprecedented form that we have to find a way to make sure it doesn't get out of hand. What do you think about that?
I think that's going a little far afield from an antitrust case. I was thinking we were going to talk more about
small business. Well, we got there by talking about the fact that this, you said yourself, the DOJ is not, they're going at this the wrong way. I think they're seeing the problems I'm talking about, but this is their only tool. That was the point I made in the beginning. What do you think?
I mean, I think, again, at the small business angle, with the way online, the case is going after advertising prices, and online advertising prices have gone down by half. If you're a small business trying to make your way, especially in a pandemic world, the fact that you can let people know you're there and that you're open for business, and it costs you half as much as it did just 10 years ago online, even as print advertisement prices are going up. In some cases, newspaper prices have doubled over that same time period, that online ad prices have gone in half. If justice is arguing that Google has a monopoly, monopolies don't cut their prices. They raise prices because they have the market power to abuse them.
But if they have the ability to cut prices, but if they what are they cutting prices to run little people out of business? If they have, see, they can operate at a loss for a long time to run you and me out of business. Do you ever think about that?
The predatory pricing argument. Yeah, in order to do that, you have to lose money. And then when you raise your price back to recoup your losses, that creates an opening for other people to come in, so then you have to cut your prices again.
In the meantime, how many people go out of business?
You can go in an instant loop if you want.
They can outlast everybody, Ryan. That's the problem.
The Supreme Court decided in 1986 in the Matsushita case that they had never found a case of predatory pricing that worked.
It's been a long time since 1986. Right back, more of this debate with our new friend, Ryan Young. Tintel, I'm Jim Blessing. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.